Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
There once was a kingdom in a faraway place where there is a wall in between the two halves of the kingdom. On one side of the wall, everyone was so poor. It's crazy how poor they were.
JPC, so far she's just describing Berlin.
Shut up. Shut up. On the west side, everyone was very, very, very rich. Don't, Adel. It's a coincidence. There's nothing. That's where the similarities end, Adel. Please. Someone later says tear down this wall, but then those are the only similarities, okay? That's it, Adel. The name of the city, and okay, don't, is Berlin, but it's not that Berlin.
How's it spelled?
B-E-R-L-N. It's Berlin.
So it's spelled the same?
Yeah, like the club in Chicago, like the nightclub in Chicago off of Belmont.
Okay, yeah, okay. Berlin.
Berlin.
Lots of things can be Berlin.
Right. There was one part of the wall that had crumbled and broken from weather and time. In that spot sat a store where a man would sell whatever he could and donate whatever he could to the people on the poor side of town. He would take the scraps, the things that the rich people wouldn't want, and the poor people would be so excited and grateful for it. This is how it all economies should work, says the king. The rich people.
Oh, so the king knew about this guy.
Oh, yeah. The king goes, this is a perfect system. The king does a line of cocaine off of his bedside table, and then to no one in particular says, this is a perfect system. Me and all my buddies.
Is the king the king of both sides?
He's the king of both sides.
He's king of both sides. Gotcha. Yeah.
And I forgot to mention, JBC and I can play characters along the way, or we can try and dismantle your story.
I'm asking clarifying questions. I'm not dismantling.
Honestly, either work for me in this instant. I'm bulletproof here.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Gotcha.
The king does a line of cocaine, and then to no one in particular, he goes, this actually works. This is actually a great system.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Me and my buddies are rich.
And the man in the shop, is he a poor person or a rich person?
He was originally a rich person, and he's the only moral person from that side.
But he's also still part
of the system. And he's if he really cared, he maybe would probably do more. You know what I mean?
Sure.
It's like it's not great. It's like
seems like he set up a store, which is still like a store is a store.
In
right?
his like head, he's like morally like perfect. He sees himself as sort of like an angel. He's kind of a narcissist.
Gotcha.
You get
okay.
it.
Gotcha.
He thinks
gotcha.
He's a great person, but really, he's just part of this plot.
I love it. I love it.
King does a lot of cocaine. Says the system works great. Me and my buddies are rich. We overproduce food, goods, gold, silk scarves, velvet. Robes. We overproduce all of it, and when we're bored with it or we made too much and we're like, get out of here, we just shove it down the hole to the poor people, and the poor people are so grateful, and they definitely love how this works too. And if they wanted to be rich so bad, they should have been born on this side of the wall.
So are the factories on the port, like, because you made like textile manufacturing. Well, I'm just wondering.
Yeah,
and do the poor people go to the rich neighborhood? Like, is this like a like people driving to Naples, Florida, just to work, and then driving back to the part of Florida where they can
and
afford
they overproduce?
To live?
They overproduce velvet, comma and rope, or velvet rope?
Velvet robes.
Okay,
so they're overproducing luxury goods and then giving them to the poor people. But who's producing them? Are the rich people? Where are the factories?
I love this question. The king does a line of cocaine, okay?
Sure. That's his second line. Yeah. It doesn't last long.
No,
but
that's like his fourth line.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, because every time it gets interrupted. every time. Every time I get a...
That's a lot of coke. That's a lot of coke. But by the way, I've seen people do way more coke, so I'm not worried yet. I'm not worried yet because I've seen smaller people than the cake do way more coke.
Every time he got interrupted or had to restart his story, he did a new line of coke.
Okay.
He goes, oh, I love that question. I'm so glad you asked. The factories are on the poor side of town.
Got it.
And there's different from before, velvet ropes attached to buckets and baskets. And
got it.
That the poor people with their labor, like, pull all of the goods.
Levy.
Like, what is it
gotcha.
Called? You know what I mean. You pull and you pull.
Well, it's not a levy, but yeah, a pulley.
A pulley. The simple machine, because you're pulling. It's a pulley. All right.
Man, did somebody say levy?
Dan Levy,
Eugene,
get out of here.
Get out of here.
Either one.
Okay, so that's how the economy works. Any more questions about how?
No. The economy's great.
Ma'am.
Great.
Understand.
One day, a young lady, okay? She's on the poor side, but she's a big dreamer, all right?
Got it.
Tra-la-la-la-la.
Yes, she has a song stuck in her head. She can't really know the lyrics.
Tra-la-la-la-la.
Tra-la-la-la-la-la.
I'm poor. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la. Money. I wish I had money. I'm poor.
She is so good at so many things, and her resume is just stacked. So the man in the shop, whose name is Petrie,
Wilbert Nutcrust.
Her name is Petrie.
Gilbert Nutcrust. I cannot say Gilbert Nutcrust more clearly. The man's name is Gilbert
Bisbit
Nutcrust.
Cashew Crest.
Okay, I'll take it. Hey, if you like that, you are going to love the rest of the episode. Listen now at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.